What's up, everyone? Taylor May here with Security VIP. I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of our podcast series, Your Home for Nothing But the Truth. And hey, if you're passionate about sharing the unfiltered truth and want to be featured in a community that's all about it, Security VIP is your home. Our community boasts over 2,500 end users in the security industry, spanning from sectors such as retail, gaming, entertainment, education, professional sports, healthcare, government, and even more. So whether you're eager to boost your company's visibility, showcase cutting-edge technology, or you want to address key industry changes, Security VIP is the platform for you. So if you're ready to dive in, shoot us an email at info@securityvip.net, or you can connect with us on LinkedIn at SVIP. Remember, Security VIP is your home for nothing but the truth, and we look forward to featuring you in the next episode. Stay safe.
You think you know me.
Today on Security VIP, we feature the CEO of Expanse, Lee Mandel. Get ready for nothing but the truth.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Security VIP podcast. It's your home for nothing but the truth. As always, I'm your host, Taylor May. And on today's episode, we are back featuring Expanse, but this time I got the big dog on the podcast, the CEO, Mr. Lee Mandel. And Lee, my friend, welcome to SVIP. How are you?
Ella, thanks for having me, brother. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. It was I had Blake on an episode not too long ago. It's always good to have the revenue guy because I'm a revenue guy myself. You know, revenue is always king, they say, in the industry, at least from my perspective, man. But it's always great when I have got the head dog, the big dog, the CEO on an episode. And we'll talk more about Expanse, but I guess, Lee, for my listeners, man, just kind of give me some context and background about your experience, your history, and we'll dive into more about the company.
Perfect, Taylor. Well, I've been in the security industry for over 20 years. Started my first security company in 2004. It's a funny story how it all came about, actually. You know, I was in the IT field, as many of us started with, you know, running cables, Cat 5 cables, Cat 6 cables, phone systems, IT networks. And I randomly had a customer call me and say, hey, could you do cameras? I said, yeah, sure, why not? It has a wire attached to it. And I'm talking back in the day, BNC, Siamese cable, analog cameras. We actually found the first product, which was GeoVision back in the day, a Windows-based DVR capture system. We installed it for the client. They were blown away by it. They said, this is the best thing they've ever seen. And one thing led to another, to another, to another. I started my first company, Intralogic, in 2004 in a basement of a pasta factory in Long Island. I used to joke around. We had garlic Mondays and mozzarella Wednesdays. And it smelled very good, I got to say. But it started down there with three or four employees, grew it up to about 72 employees. We became national, primarily focused on the East Coast, but a national company. Sold the company to private equity in 2019. Great run we had as an integrator. But being an integrator, I saw all the holes in the market space. I saw the challenges. I saw the weaknesses in the products. And I said, look, if I'm going to do something again, I want to be on the manufacturing side. And that's when I was approached by John Gelson, who's the founder and CTO of Expanse. And he asked me to join the team. And that's a whole other story in itself. And here we are today.
I was going to ask that too, Lee. Obviously, coming from the integration side, you've obviously seen a shit ton of manufacturers, products, solutions, providers, and you know what works and what doesn't work. And obviously, your history and rapport as an integrator is to provide the best value to that end user when it comes to representing those manufacturers. So I guess from the integration side, after 20 plus years of running the company, what do you think has been the biggest change from the integration side since the inception of your company to now when you sold the company? Because obviously we talk about analog to IP and digital, you know, and kind of the conversion there. But what was the biggest change for you as the integrator in those 20 plus years?
Well, I saw a lot of things change, but I'd say the biggest thing is, as a security integrator, everything moved from the day of dealing with the facilities folks to the IT folks. Mm. Security has become an IT-focused industry as a whole. You know, if you can't play with the IT departments and the IT folks and support their challenges and their needs that they have and their requirements, you're not going to get in. So as an integrator, we knew very quickly that the key was working with the IT folks, providing secure solutions that meet their needs today and in the future. And really, that's the biggest change that I saw. But I'll tell you, for me, going from an integrator to a manufacturer, it was always my dream to manufacture because I'm a very creative person. And as much as I like the trucks and the ladders and the guys in the field, for me, it's building a product and making it easy for them to install it. You know, and that was the key when I, came up with the idea with John about what XPONS was about. I said it needs to be about partnership for the integrators. You know, as an integrator for many years, I got approached by hundreds of vendors.
Right.
And a lot of them kind of did both sides. They sold direct to the end users. They sold through dealers and distribution. They sold through integrators. And I said, we need to be the partner for the integrator. So I consider ourselves as XPONS the engineering resource that the integrators wish they had. And we are their true partners. When we bring on a dealer or an integrator, it's a partnership. We will never sell to an end user. We will never, ever go around the dealer or the partner. They're our partners. And if they have a cool idea for a product, they're going to work right with our C-suite to come up with that idea, figure it out, boilerplate it out, and create a pilot for them so that they can sell more products. They're our sales force, and we want to support them. And I think understanding the dynamic between the integrator and the manufacturer is something that a lot of manufacturers still don't get. And that's really what XPONS is all about, that partnership with our dealers and our integrators.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, there's tremendous value going through a channel because obviously they have the bodies and the support, right? Versus especially a startup when you're running and gunning and watching the margins, you have to be cautious of where you're funding and spending money, right? And obviously the integrator market can help support that and massively adopt technology because they already have contracts half the time with these clients, these end users that you can piggyback off of. But I guess do you feel like, Lee, since you I know I'm hitting a lot all about the integrator market, but since you've got so much experience there, do you feel like it's tough to be an integrator right now in the industry in 2025? Because I feel like the convergence and the JCIs and ADTs, they're starting to acquire these local integrators. But as far as like regional players or maybe the mainstream players in the market, do you feel like it's tough to be an integrator with new technology coming out? Or what do you think?
It's a good question. I think that you have to have something that stands out. And if you
Yeah.
have something that stands out, it's not difficult, but you need to have that stand out. If you're just going to be the everyday integrator like everyone else, it is tough. And you're going to get clobbered by these big organizations that are either going to come acquire or compete. But if you have something unique, whether it's a unique product, a unique service offering, a unique way of doing business, and that's what we had in my prior company is that uniqueness. You know, we had that hybrid where we weren't a manufacturer, but we weren't a traditional integrator. We really customized the solutions towards the end user. And that's what really made it stand out for us and for the end user. And that's what really made us a stronger, safer, secure, more integrator. And I think if people do that and start thinking like that mentality, it's going to make them successful in their own right.
Do you feel like when you sold the company in 2019 to PE private equity, were you just at that point, I wouldn't say burnt out, but you're just ready for your next venture, or you feel like you've maximized your opportunity at the company where you're like, you know what, I'm ready to go to the manufacturer side, or I'm ready, or the value of the company is way too high, I gotta accept the offer, or what was the main driver of you doing that and selling the company in 2019?
Well, I think when you build the company up, you get to the point where you say, look, I can do this on my own, but in order to really take it to the next level, I need people who have experience in that mindset, whether it's financial experience, growth experience. And that's where really I didn't have that experience. And I said, look, if I can partner with someone to get that experience and bring it together as a team, both having the funding and whatnot, and that's what I really looked at. How can I relieve a little bit of the stress that I was having? Going from a four-person company to 70 plus people and, being able to really get that support and that backing from an organization. That's when we looked at private equity. I didn't know what was going to happen next and the fact that I hang out for a couple of years and then move on to the manufacturing space. But it was a great run. I enjoyed it a lot. I was happy to kind of transition with the new company and get into what I really enjoy, which is the manufacturing and the technology.
Well, it's commendable, man. So I do give you some kudos for doing that. It's awesome achievement. And speaking of the manufacturer side, let's pivot to XPONS. I obviously saw you on the news not too long ago speaking. It's funny, man. Blake texted me. He's like, you know what, Lee's, or it wasn't Blake, it was Brad. Brad texted me because Brad used to be one of my reps at Recor. back in the day. And he was like, man, if you want to speak with anyone who knows the product, you got to speak with Lee. Like, he's an expert. He's crystal clear. He knows exactly what to say, especially in front of media and news. So he's the guy to speak to. So I guess going to that, Blake's a great guy. I love Blake to death. Great, great, great revenue leader. But from your perspective, man, pretend I'm someone new to Xbox. I have no fucking clue what you guys do, but maybe I have a school district or maybe I'm a retailer. What is driving me to see value in the company? Like, what's your pitch, man, per se, for Xbox?
So I always tell people it's triggers, actions, and events. It's basically creating actionable intelligence using our technology. The challenges that most integrators are facing today is how you bring in all these different components to one common ecosystem. And as an integrator for many years, I saw the world moving to PoE, to network-based devices. And I said, if you want to keep up, you gotta join on that ride. And that's what we've done. We've created an ecosystem of all Power over Ethernet devices that self-deploy, simple plug and play. I joke around. I don't know if you follow the comedian Sebastian Maniscalco, a funny guy.
Great
He had
guy.
this one skit, you gotta watch it. It's the Chipotle skit. And he goes around in the Chipotle store, and you see them building the different burritos from station to station. And we used to joke around as an integrator. We got a big school district, 500, 600 cameras. It was like the Chipotle station. We laid out all the cameras on the desk, and one guy programmed the IP address. Next guy programmed the port. Next guy did the password. Next guy set up the color, the saturation, the cut, whatever. And it went this whole assembly line. And it was always a challenge to set up those 500 devices to deploy. We've built a truly self-deployable model. Imagine as an integrator, if a customer orders 50 strobe lights and 10 panic buttons, you go on the Xponse portal and you place the order. It immediately happens. It's already in the client's portal, ready to be configured. And
Nice.
let's say you're just adding a fifth strobe. You already have four other ones, and you want it to do the same thing that all the other strobes are doing already. And maybe there's 500 strobes, and you're adding the 500 first strobe. There's no need to configure anything. Add it to the group with the other strobes, and boom. Any event that that strobe was part of, it's now going to be part of built in the system. So we use AI to self-deploy the technology. It basically automatically learns its environment, learns where it belongs, and self-deploys automatically, which is great. So I think that's what makes us stand out. The other thing that's unique is the communication that we've built with first responders and law enforcement. The challenge you have is how do you get this data back to first responders?
Right.
We created a software called our XPSAP, Public Safety Awareness Platform, that basically takes all the data that comes into the Xponse ecosystem and transmits it over. We've created a patent-pending reverse proxy technology. So from a simple URL that can be pushed out on a text message, we can share all that information live with first responders or critical components. They can command and control all the devices in that ecosystem through a secure proxy server. Whether they need to look at cameras, whether they need to open doors, speak over the PA system from your phone, all of that can be done in real time. And the other big challenge that we saw with schools is for years, we've been selling cameras, but we're limited with how many cameras you can put because union issues restrict cameras in the classroom. We've created the first patent-pending camera device that has a built-in mechanical shutter that opens and closes. And I know you got one of our first demo kits you're playing with. It doesn't even do it justice. Did you see what we just released a few weeks ago? The new demo kits, you can't even see the shutter move. It's like immediate. And now we give that peace of mind to the teachers, to the parents, that, hey, this classroom is a secure environment. We're keeping that shutter closed, and only during an emergency are we going to activate it. So things like that really make us stand out.
Yeah, just for my listeners that are listening in, we do have a demo kit of Xponse right now. We've got a review coming out shortly about the company. And I will tell you, Lee, just from our feedback, playing around with the technology and the demo kit, super user friendly, super seamless, everything's easy to operate. The customization was a big element that I mentioned prior to we went live. But I'm sure, like you said, you've already advanced the model that we've got right now. So, that's a good thing, right? Because you're always looking ahead. But I will tell you that from our perspective at SVIP, our end user community and the people playing around with the technology right now, it's been all positive so far. And going to that, something that's commendable, Blake and I spoke about this on our episode. You guys do have two fathers from the Parkland shooting that are involved in Xponse who unfortunately lost their daughters at that school shooting. Which you don't find that a lot with companies, man. First off, you don't really see victims being involved too much in technology, at least from my side. I haven't seen that too much. So maybe elaborate more about how those fathers feel about XPONSE, why it's important, why every single school district should at least have this technology inside? I mean, maybe walk us through kind of how their involvement has been.
That's a great question. I met Andy and Ryan back when I had my old company. I was asked to speak in Parkland, Florida, a couple of weeks after the tragedy. And I was flown out to basically give a presentation on our technology at the time as an integrator and what we could do to help in situations like this. And I got to meet them, and I gave the hardest presentation I've ever had to give. Listening to parents talk about the murder that happened to their children. I mean, you're a father, and just
Yes.
that you could put yourself in that in those shoes. It's horrible. And I really got close with Andy and Ryan, and they saw what I was doing and my mission outside of just being an integrator. We became friendly. And when I started XPONSE, I reached out to Andy and Ryan and said, I think I got something that's going to change the future for school security. And they said, Lee, we get pitched all day long by people who think they can change school security. But, well, listen, show us what you got. And I showed them, and they said, holy shit, this is a game changer. They said, this is going to save minutes, not just seconds, minutes. And, Andy says it best. In the heat of a moment, when something's happened, people aren't thinking what to do first. They're not taking out the checklist saying, what do I do first, second, and third? We need to make it simple, repeatable, and easy to do. Whether it's our wearable, they hit the button and activate it, or it's the shield in the classrooms. Andy saw that, and Ryan saw that. And Ryan was a VIP, at a company many, many years ago, rather a VP. He's also a VIP, but a VP at a security integration company many, many moons ago. And he said, Lee, he goes, this is a game changer. He goes, I just hope you can build this quick enough before someone tries to acquire you. And I said, well, we're going to build this thing very quickly and very successfully. And, they came on as partners of mine, and they got involved in the company, and they've been helping us promote it. And they've been really valuable feedback. I mean, they've been introducing us to people that would take us years to get in touch with, whether it's sheriffs or government agencies, and really getting true, honest feedback on how to make the product better. And like you said, you're playing with the V1 of the demo kit. Everything's so cool because we program everything on the cloud, but everything's local to the site, so we're not relying on the cloud. So we've built that patented communication platform between the prem, the devices, and the cloud, and give us the capability of updating it. So if you have a shield that's V1, we can easily push V2 out to it. And when Andy saw how simple this was, he says, Lee, I'm on board. And ever since then, it's been an incredible partnership.
I love it, man. I've made a couple introductions for Blake and the sales team. Obviously, there's some school districts here in Texas, and also a sheriff's office in Florida, Seminole County. The chief over there is a really good friend of mine. He's going to check out a demo next week, so I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say. But you're right, man. When I first saw it, when my end users first saw it, they're like, "This is just like you said, it's a game changer." And I hate the word disruption because I think it's overly used, but I feel like there is a product out there that's going to really change the narrative in the industry. This is one of them. You know, I think it's one of them that needs to be mandated and probably implemented in every single school district. And Blake, you can probably appreciate this, man. You always have a fire code in school districts, and every single commercial building, there's always a fire code. And the reason for that is because schools and buildings used to burn down. Well, it's a requirement to have a fire code inside of a school district or a building. But why wouldn't it be a mandate or requirement to have something like XPONSE inside every single classroom, especially in 2025 when active shooters or active aggressors or mental illness is a big thing for these students? Why wouldn't you have something like XPONSE to help mitigate that, if not eliminate it, in a classroom? So I think I always preach about this, man, because I know it takes legislation. I know it takes, you know, people that are in politics. I'm not a big fan of people in politics, but it's my opinion, to really make this change, man, because I feel like it's always an after fact. It's like, okay, so there's blood on the ground. Now we're actually going to fucking do something about safety and security. Well, why isn't it a forefront thing? Why is security always the last thing on the list to get, you know, improved or upgraded, you know? So I think this needs to be a mandate to have XPONSE, at least in my perspective, like access control lock down every single classroom door, same with an X device or a panic button in every single room, you know?
Now, you hit the nail on the head. And what I always say, no one's died in a fire in so many years, but yesterday someone probably died in a school shooting somewhere. And that's what's so sad about this. And when you look at fire code, we get questions all the time, hey, is this a hardwired device? Is this a battery operated device? Is this wireless? And one of the things people like most about our ecosystem is we're treating it like a true critical emergency technology. We're not trying to mix a home residential security system with an enterprise solution. You know, there's a time and a place for home residential solutions and the time and a place for enterprise. And we're enterprise. When was the last time you had a wireless smoke detector in a commercial government building? It doesn't exist. You're not going to be changing batteries every 3 years. You know what I mean? This is an enterprise solution. It's monitored 24/7, 365, and it's going to work when we need it to work. And I think that's so critical about what you said.
I agree, man. Because you think about these teachers now leaving school, they don't want to teach anymore because students are just different mentalities now going to school, you know. And so, if you can have something like this to cultivate a community of students or a safety element where it makes teachers want to or makes teachers feel safe teaching in a classroom, it obviously builds rapport with that school district. So, I did like the. I think y'all do. Y'all think do y'all call it the game changer, or is it that it's that duck mount that you guys have? That like, is it really called the game changer? I can't
We call it
remember.
on our website the game changer,
Okay.
but it's the vape detector, the duct detector, really cool product.
I like that because that's actually like, 'cause everyone's heard of like Halo, man, in the industry. Halo first came out for vape detection, but this device is like hidden because it's like in the HVAC system, right? You can't even see it half the time, but it still detects vape and smokes and, you know, pollutants, etc.
Well, that the interesting thing about that product, that was the product before I started with XBOTS that John, our founder, created many, many years ago. And he was probably the first to create a vape detector, just didn't really have the right plans to market it. And you know what's so unique about that device is when you look at vaping versus traditional smoke, smoke detectors are mounted to a ceiling. The smoke is thick, it's dense at the time when it's a fire. Smoke's not meant to go off if someone's just smoking a cigarette in a corner. It's meant for a true fire scenario, you know, so it's a dense smoke. And when we designed the vape detector, the key that we looked at is we said, hey, how can we find a way to accurately pick up vaping? And a lot of these devices that are mounted to the ceiling, the challenge is they're treated like smoke detectors. And by the time vape goes into them, it's all dissipated so much and it's not able to pick it up. So you need several of those devices to put into a classroom or to a bathroom. With our vape detector, we said, hey, every bathroom by code is required to have reverse airflow that sucks the air coming out of it automatically. So let's harness what already exists. Let's not reinvent the wheel and let's put our device in there. And now we have 100% accuracy because we're not worried if they vape 20 feet away. Bottom line, if that air flows its way into that duct, it's going to work. And we use the same sensors that all these other devices use, the same spec sensor that monitors all these air particles, particle sensor. So we're doing the same thing, we're just doing it differently. And what we've done is for people who want that visual alert capability, we came up with a device called the X Alert, which actually mounts to a ceiling, has a speaker, has a microphone, has a strobe light, has a light sensor, occupancy sensor, people counter. So you can couple that with the vape detector using a PoE pass-through port, and now you get the best of both worlds if you choose you want that.
What has I think I asked Blake this question, but the since you guys have this incredible arsenal of products and devices that can help obviously the school district and also enterprise clients, what has been the adoption rate you've seen so far in the education landscape around? Are they going around? Are they putting the whole song and dance of XBOTS inside the school district? Are they picking and choosing certain devices based on their environment? What has been the initial kind of adoption rate so far?
It's so funny you mentioned that because believe it or not, we created these products, close to 15 products in under a year, which
Wow.
is incredible from design, build to production.
Yeah.
And what we've been seeing, and the reason we did that is we want to be the sticky company. We want to be the company that solves needs of customers and more so integrators. So we have some integrators who are saying, hey, the thing that we're pushing the most is the wearable technology. That's the hottest thing. People want that. We have other integrators who are telling us the shield being in the classroom. Now they're selling 300, 400 more cameras to a school and licenses because they're able to put a camera in a classroom. I have other customers who are really enamored with the mapping technology and how we can plot all these devices on a map, on floor plan, and literally show live. And then we have the schools who are really enamored by the vape detection and a true working vape detection system where they've tried other solutions that haven't been as effective and now they're turning to us for a more effective solution. So we're really start to end, beginning to finish, you know, so to speak. And now we're also getting into our V2 product line, which is going to be PA system replacement. So a full series of IP speakers, indoor and outdoor, digital display products, which you've seen in the demo kit. You've seen the single-sided. We also have dual-sided. So imagine being able to do visual broadcasts from a cell phone for a principal making an announcement over 500 screens around the campus for cheaper than it would cost you to replace the PA system in the school. So we really hit the needs of so many different markets and people in different phases. Our goal is to get in with one piece of the Expanse ecosystem, and we guarantee once they get, they're going to be hooked. And that's what it's all about.
Well, yeah, I was going to say the shield's really cool. I was going to say that's probably a big demand with your integrator market as well as the end user. Then obviously the duck mount, the game changer. I think that's a huge element there. Then the V2 launch of the PA system, that's a huge element in schools, man. We're hitting a lot on schools, but I know there's other applications for Xbox, so like, retailers, casinos, or hospitals, because they need devices just like that. They need a panic button at a hospital. They need it at a retail casino. Are there any other environments or verticals that are also strong with you guys besides the education landscape right now?
Really, any place where mass people gather is a big market for us, whether it's a stadium, a hospital, a field, any community centers. When you hit on hospitals, we've had so much interest in the wearable technology in hospitals. Believe it or not, the vape detectors in hospitals have been tremendous, and also the visual and audio communication in multi-language support. We've had a lot of retail as well as hospital establishments say, hey, we want to be able to push a message out to 500 stores immediately and automatically convert that message into different languages based off the location of that. So I have a retail chain we're talking to now through one of our dealers, a great dealer that's really brought us a lot of opportunities. This location has over 2,000 sites throughout the country. And what they're looking to do is say, hey, in our Spanish countries, we want to blast a message about a special or a sale in one language, but in our English-speaking countries, we want to do it in English. In our African countries, we want to do an Afrikaan, so we can change that on the fly, push one message out automatically. So that's been a huge market for us. A lot of states have also just recently put requirements in legislation, like you talked about earlier. It's all about legislation, where it's requiring that retail establishments under X people have a wearable device that can communicate with first responders. So we meet the needs right there, no problem. When you look at Alyssa's Law in schools or any mass gathering establishment, we meet that and exceed that. When we talk about hearing and visual impairment, we have audible and visual communication technology. So there's really no limit to where we can work in, but I think those are some of the key focuses, whether it's retail, schools, government, hospitals, that are really big focuses for us right now.
I did like the personalization for the languages, especially like the different accents, because obviously you've got a New York, plus accent. I'm from Texas, so I've got a Southern, not as bad as you would think down here. We have a lot thicker redneck accents down here in the South, man. But you could put that in Xbox. That's my whole point. You could have a custom redneck accent, you know?
Taylor accent, right in Xbox. You choose Taylor and boom, it goes right in.
Yeah, you're gonna get my annoying fucking voice going off, but man, couple more questions, Lee. I guess competitive landscape, man. Obviously, I like competitors, but I feel like you guys offer, you're really just competing with yourself half the time. How can you continue to evolve the product? Are there anyone else doing this, man? They're going against head to head, or you've seen so far in the industry that are not doing what you guys are doing?
One of the big things I said to John when I got involved in Xponce is I said, look, competition's good, but we got to look at what the competition's doing and analyze it, and we got to be 10 times better. And we looked, and there wasn't anything that did everything we did start to finish. Everyone's got a piece of the puzzle. Whether it's a vape detector, or some people have wearable devices, or strobe lights, or panic buttons, but no one brings it all together. There's too many disparate systems that don't talk to each other. So when we did this, we said we want to be the ones that have our own closed ecosystem, but we have openings and allow others to partner with. So with our API, we can take inbound and outbound communication. We're not looking to compete with the big VMSs. We want to partner with them and push our data to them. So we really focused in our lane, but in our lane, there is no one. A lot of people have pieces of it, but no one does it start to finish, and it is a disruptor. I just had a meeting right before this with one of the largest sheriffs in the country, and he said, Lee, this is an industry disruptor. This is a game changer, like we said. No one's got this. This is what people have been talking about and asking for, but no one produced. And I can tell you, every one of the products that we've designed, I can name it after a different customer that I've worked with in my past 20 years in this space. And that's what we're going to continue to do, evolve. We're going to continue to work with the customers, give us feedback, give us ideas, give us features that they want. And again, I want to be the manufacturing end or leg to the dealers or the integrators. When they got a challenge, let them sell. I'll build the solution for them.
I love hearing that, man, because I think the biggest pushback on the end user side is they always want to feel like they've got a seat at the table with the manufacturer. You know, obviously integrators are great, but you know, if they don't have that communication chain directly to the manufacturer, they feel like they don't have their voice or their opinions heard. And it's great that you guys are valuing that, because obviously that is huge for practicality and evolution and innovation for end user and their wants and their needs about solutions they choose to implement, as well as honoring the integration market and making sure that you guys, if they want something as well, you guys build it and they can sell it, right? So.
I tell you, too many manufacturers build what they think customers need rather than letting the customers tell them what they need. And we want to be the company that does it right.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that's a whole different conversation. There's a lot of manufacturers that I could pick on that just choose to build things in a lab and then they think it can work in a real world environment. And then, you know, they build this AI analytic and they try to work with casino, then it shits the bed. But it had, you know, 99% accuracy in this test environment, but 60% accuracy in the real world environment. So yeah, man, that, believe me, there's a whole story there I could go into about certain companies, man. But as we're halfway through 2025, man, I asked Blake this question too, and obviously it was an easy answer for Blake because he's solely focused on revenue, right? Revenue, revenue, revenue. But for you as a CEO of Xponse, man, obviously revenue is important, but for the rest of the year, maybe some goals, ambitions, growth opportunities that you guys are looking ahead to hit, execute with the company?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we're looking at partnerships. You know, my goal is really to build that integration network up. We're working on some really big confidential national initiatives right now that we should hopefully have one or two of them closing up here really soon. So I'm working on some of the very large initiatives, and we're really looking forward to releasing our V2 products. And to give you kind of a sneak peek on them, we have a whole slew, like I told you, with the audio and communication products. Interior and exterior, again, all PoE devices.
Nice.
Imagine an amplifier that can sit in the ceiling and tie in existing analog speakers to a PoE network. This is what's going to be beacons or extend devices. We have so much that's coming out in the next couple of months. And again, we've done this in under a year. So imagine what we're going to do in the next 6 months. But
Yeah, it's lightning fast, dude. Lightning
we're
fast.
trying. We're trying. But it's to build a good quality product to really support our integrators and really get the competitive landscape to see what we're all about and get out there to as many end users as we possibly can. And we're well on the way. You know, we're not even 6 months in, or a couple of days. We'll be 6 months into the year. And we've done so much already, considering we just launched the company in January. So incredible.
No, it's an incredible company for my listeners. And again, I want to encourage you to check out obviously Xponse on the website, connect with Lee on LinkedIn, and then obviously check out the full review and report that we put out here on SVIP, because it is truly, I think, revolutionary for our industry. But Lee, last question, man. It's always a question I ask at the end of episodes. Blake answered this question, but it's a 60-second hot seat question. Essentially, you already answered this question earlier, but if you had 60 seconds to give me the value proposition of Xponse to maybe an investor or an end user integrator. Let's hear it, man.
So I think, like you said earlier, and like we talked about early, it's that ecosystem, triggers, actions, and events, a customized ecosystem, end to end, start to finish, that can automatically self-deploy itself and solve most of the challenges that end users are facing today. And that's what we're all about. We're creating a product that's fully PoE, fully self-deployable and automated, but it's customizable, very simple communication, and no one's got it. It's that full AI-based communication ecosystem that's really the game changer. And that's what we're super excited about, having that opportunity and the method at which we push that out there to the end user market via our secure and really private distribution and end user and really, you know, integrator network.
And that's why this podcast is called Nothing But the Truth, Lee.
It's
So,
all
well,
about the truth, my friend.
that's right, man. So, Lee, if more people want more involvement with you or the company, what's the best place to do that, my friend?
Go on our website, add me on LinkedIn. Happy to communicate with everyone. We would have all gotten here if it wasn't for the communication online. So happy to support it, and happy to continue supporting SVIP. Great service you guys are offering. Great podcasts. Really enjoy listening to them, and keep up the great work.
Lee, you're far too kind, man. Not a lot of New Yorkers say that to me, you know? I'm just kidding. No, pleasure was all mine, my friend. And I told Blake this too. You guys always have an open invitation. Partners, customers, you guys are welcome back on an episode anytime, my friend. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, guys and girls, that was Lee Mandel, the CEO of Xponse. Go check their website out as well as connect with him on LinkedIn. If you want more information about our podcast series, make sure to go to our website at svip.news. We are live on every single major streaming platform: YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, Apple, Amazon. The list goes on. You guys stay safe out there. We'll catch you guys on the next one. It's so real to me.